Yeah, I think we have plenty of biblical evidence that God does in fact expect secular authorities and earthly rulers to be righteous people. It's not just the unfaithful priests who get words of prophetic condemnation in the scriptures, but also the kings of Israel and also the kings of all the earth. So this notion that, well, we're not electing a pastor for this position, we got to disavow ourselves of this notion that God somehow has lower moral expectations of secular leaders than he does of clergy. And ultimately, what we ought to say in that matter is that understanding the boundaries between the secular and the sacred and understanding the two kingdoms, we're not going to come to a proper conclusion on what the role of the state is if we're using that distinction to justify voting for people that we would have condemned the other political side from voting for 5 seconds ago.